Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider. My name is Igal Behar. Today we're going to talk about the latest network breach to SonicWall, the security firm that manufactures firewalls and other security products. So 2 days ago, we got a message that they were breached. One of their solutions called SMA100 was breached through a zero-day vulnerability. Looks like it was, so far, it was very sophisticated, and we can assume that this was a kind of a nation-state sponsored attack. They are still investigation. Going to SonicWall website and looking, they have the latest update from today, actually, January 28th, 2021. And they are basically listing all the products. Only one product is affected by this, but who knows, maybe other things are being affected. Now, the question for people who actually have the SonicWall installed on their environment, what they should do, even if it's not the same solution, not the same product line, you should definitely go and update your SonicWall with the latest firmware and change the admin passwords, and of course, enable multi-factor authentication on the firewalls to make sure that there are all those accounts, the privilege accounts are protected. If you can go and change other users' accounts, please do so, just in case this is related to other aspects of hashing or different as account measure, actually. In this update, also, when I'm reading this update, there's no so much information. The only thing is that they ask you, besides the 2FA, to enable a Geo IP botnet location so that you can block any kind of traffic coming from countries that you don't do business with. And also they say to enable and configure endpoint control policy. So again, if you have SMA100, this is what you need to do. And of course, restrict access to the portal by enabling scheduled logins and log off. So you can't stay logged in more than a certain amount of time. And this is just, again, to reduce the exposure. And I would add that you need to monitor the firewall traffic to see and examine the traffic to see where it's coming, the content of the traffic. If you don't have it, you need to enable it on the firewall and send it to kind of a SIEM, if you will. If you don't have, this is another issue that where you need to improve your security posture by enabling additional tools besides what we just discussed. So with that, this is a short update. If we'll have more updates, I'm sure we'll have more updates on the matter. And actually, the first update was sent on January 22nd. So this is really pretty much an update, a recent event. And also, I see more updated. They are saying that you need to configure whitelist access to the SMA directly itself. So if you are accessing the firewall to manage it from the outside, you need to limit who can access based on your IP address. Again, it's just to reduce exposure and use the firewall to only allow SSL VPN connections to the SMA appliance from known whitelisted IPs. Again, they want to reduce. And I guess that means that they have some sort of vulnerability on the SSL VPN. Otherwise, why they would say to only whitelist, only allow access to this SSL VPN from whitelisted IP, non-IPs. This is kind of telling me that this is the case. They had other recommendations, but they removed that. And this is from January 22nd. If I'm looking at another update from January 23rd, They're still investigating, so I guess there's no update. And then the recent event, recent update from today. So that's far. Those are the updates about this. If you need help, you can put them in the box below this video. And if you like this video, please like and subscribe to my channel. Thank you again for watching the Cybersecurity Insider. My name is Igal Behar. Thank you very much for reaching out. And by the way, thank you for all the people who joined and joining our channel and people who are asking for help in cyber. We're gonna help anybody that comes and wants to ask a question or need some help. So you definitely can send an email to cyber@2secure.biz. Again, it's cyber@2secure.biz. Thank you very much for watching, and be safe. Thank you. Take care.